curable subsets. If you have patients with poorly differentiated carcinoma of the midline distribution, as we mentioned at the beginning, looks like a germ cell tumor. If you have women with peritoneal adenocarcinomatosis, looks like ovarian cancer. If you have women with adenocarcinoma of the axilla, looks like breast cancer. Squamous cell carcinoma involving the cervical node looks like head and neck cancer. Poorly differentiated neuroendocrine carcinomas, men with blastic bone metastasis and elevated PSA looks like a prostate cancer. Patients with isolated inguinal adenopathy, or patients, I call them the lucky patients, with a single small potentially resectable tumor. So these are the favorable subsets.